You're about to rock Q94 Queen right there. And, yep, we're the champions. We won. And you don't get a trophy because we won. You need to work harder next time. Maybe you'll win. Good luck. Well, here we are. It's Thursday. It's time for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci. Hey, man, good morning. How we doing?
Hey, Gary, how are you on this beautiful, thirsty Thursday morning? Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful morning.
It is really nice. When I got here this morning, it was like 65 degrees.
We're still setting at 65 here. It is just so nice.
Oh, I know. I love it. Yesterday morning was great. This morning was really awesome. You know, now we're kind of drying out. Well, we got a bunch of rain across the area. You got, what, about a little over 3 inches?
Yes, sir, we did.
Well, so that kind of, you know, halted a lot of fishing, but I'm sure guys and gals have been out there, you know, since. And what are you hearing?
Oh, the last day it rained, I think we started lightening up around 12, 1 o'clock, and some guys went out, and they just tore the crappie up. They came in, they got some minnows, and they were headed out, and they were like waiting for the rain to stop, and it was still drizzling a little bit, and they stopped by it the next morning, and they said they just tore them up. And sometimes after a storm like that, that happens, and boy, they were happy they went out.
Yeah, I think more so with the crappie than any other species, you know what?
I think so too. I know the bass fishing's been a little bit slow. They've had to work hard for it, which is fine if you're, you know, instead of being out there for 3 hours, you're out there for five, you know, to get your limit. But you're still having a great time. You know, you're out in the water and you're not working.
Yeah. The hybrids and stripers, they've all kind of went down deep, haven't they?
They have, and the ones that I've been talking to, some of the guides, like Chad Bleeker, they've still been doing very well every single morning. They've been tearing it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you can always find that little spot, you know, and you know, that bites on. But now the catfish, and that should just be, well, especially after this rain, man, that catfishing should be spectacular.
Yeah, last week I talked to guys that did both trout lines and jugs, and even one guy that was just using rod and reel, and they were tearing it up. They got, in 3 days, I think they got 20-some between their, and some nice, you know, some decent size. The ones, the good-eating ones, I think, are 2 to 4 pounds, 2 to 5 pounds.
Yeah.
A lot of guys want to, you know, oh, I got this big one, but the best eating ones are the smaller ones. But that's been really good. I know lately, the last couple of days with the rain, before the rain, some guys have struggled. I don't know if they're going the right places or not going the right places and that, but I know it's been really good. And the bluegill fishing, the brim has been off. That's just been incredible.
Yeah, you know, and actually, I think we're getting a few more people to brim fish, Gary.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, there's been some big hand-sized bluegill caught. They're great eating, and they're awesome to watch the little ones catch those. They get so excited, and just, oh, it's so much fun.
They fight better than a crappie.
Yeah, they do. They do. especially, you know, I've seen some guys with one-pounders or more in that, and I've actually caught some bigger ones myself like that, and it's a blast, and it's absolutely a blast to use a, you know, 4-pound test, a real light rig, and, yeah, it's so much fun.
And you can hook them up with, you've got live bait. Now, what all type of live bait do you carry there, Gary?
We have, we call them tuffies, the crappie minnows. They're smaller. And then I carry the bigger, we call them shiners, and they're anywhere from 4 to 5 inches big. A lot of guys use those for when they're striper fishing or hybrid fishing or cat fishing. They'll hook them up, you know, and cut them a little bit and let them swim around and stuff, and that's really good catfish bait too.
You know, I was always told get a long shank hook and get those dental, little rubber bands for dental, and you just, you know, wrap the hook around the minnow. It keeps it alive and it'll swim.
Ah, OK. okay. When I always use live bait for crappie, we always hook them through the upper lip so they can still swim around. It doesn't hurt them, and it seems to work pretty good. I know other guys rig them a different way, but that seems to work best on that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like to be hooked through the lip and jerk around.
<Yeah. laughs> I've seen some people walk around like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Just look at modern TV right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know a little bit more or maybe just get away for a weekend or a week, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, leave a message there, and always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.